October 23rd, Jesus says, "This will make you suffer, but I cannot always speak to you alone, little spouse of love and pain. Write for everyone." The words of Obadiah are the page of Italy in this last century. There is no error even in the description of the soil. O Italy, Italy, to which I have given so much, and which has forgotten me, and forgotten my benefits. And from that Piedmont, where there is a witness to God not inferior to that of the Mosaic Tabernacle, for, if there were two tablets in it written by God's prophet, here there is the story of my passion written with the ink of divine blood on the linen which mercy offered to cloak my nakedness as the immolated one. And from that Piedmont there was to begin the error which has now blossomed into such a painful flower, and which will give you such poisonous fruit. The pride of the heart, the eternal sin of man, has come to pervert your rulers, O Italy, your rulers, for whom it was fatal to have won. It is always fatal, when God's gift does not descend into the heart of a sincere son, who respects and loves the Father. The gift ferments, getting mixed, with its good, with the evil which is in you, and it produces an amalgam of destruction. First of all you destroy grace in yourselves, then the benevolence of God towards you, and thirdly the fruit of that benevolence. In your case the initial victories, mixing the licit motive of national resurrection with pride, from which acts of overbearance and errors come, destroyed that good which I had granted to you. You immediately erred. You thought you were safe, because you had been successful. But don't you know, O kings and rulers, that you exist, as long as I will it, and your errors do not prompt my enough? Even if you had become the most powerful on earth, and your throne had been set upon the summits, where the eagle freely flies, made in the very rocks which crown this land, crowned with my stars, a thought of my will, could cause it to crumble, and hurl the remains to the depths of the valley. You excessively forget, that there is one who is powerful, and that every power comes from him. Like those who badly use miraculous health regained by my mercy, you have badly used the satisfactions I have given you, and have thought you could do without me and my law. It is of no benefit, O kings and peoples, to display deceitful veneration for my cross and my church. One must live the law of the cross and truly respect the church. God may not be mocked, and is not deceived. You must not tempt his infinite patience. You have committed 1, 2, 10 errors. I have sent you punishments. I have sent you joys. I have sent you my saints, to lead you back to good. You have responded to the punishments with acts of rebellion, to the joys by taking advantage of them for human, and sometimes illicit, ends, and to my saints by mocking them. You have grown worse and worse. I increased the benefits to attract you, and you smiled at the spirit of the enemy. It certainly can be said, that in this people, and in its rulers there is no longer any prudence, there is no longer wisdom, but only pride, derision, thoughtlessness, and sin. You have placed everything under your feet, to make it a stool and rise. But the things of God are not placed under one's feet. They should be accepted on one's knees, and with the spirit of children, and not used as the means of human triumph. Then, like the stones of a triumphal arch shaken by the trembling of my wrath, they come apart, plunge, and cast you down. And you are knocked down. Your sons shall be pushed to the confines, poor land without any more divine light. Like herds beaten on their backs by fierce shepherds, your present and previous masters beat your sons, and since you wanted these masters of cruelty in place of the holy master in whose hands are blessings and peace, and since you were unable to shed the tears which obtain forgiveness and wash away sins, you shall wash them with blood mixed with the long and bitter weeping of one defeated. Where are your friends, O land that have not wanted God as your friend? Betrayal is reserved for whoever betrays. And it is useless and harmful to say now, this one or that one was the traitor. All of you have betrayed. Betrayed God, your Father, betrayed his word of life, betrayed your consciences. You are so many Judases. You have sold those near and those distant for a little money and a few deceitful promises, hoping you would obtain a result from betrayal. But what result, except poison? What result, except death? You have exulted over the ruin of others. And why? For your interest? No. You are doubly to blame for this. You have worshipped the calf you thought was golden, and which was only golden dust. You have served the precursors of the beast. The beast gives you the fruits of his kingdom of darkness. Death, ruin, indigence, famine, shame, servitude, the collapse of faith, freedom, and honor, and if you don't cling to the cross, your final salvation, you will come to imitate the beasts made rabid by hunger and wrath. You will tear each other to pieces, and think you are saving yourselves, by killing the servants of God. But you will do nothing but destroy the good still flourishing among you, and become hyenas with a human appearance, demons who look human. But don't you hear the voice of God crying out in your consciences? Don't you hear it thundering in the skies, calling you once more to save you? No, you do not hear it. And, what is worst of all, not even those who ought to be accustomed to perceiving it, and knowing it hear it any longer. They have the consecrated clothing, but desecrated hearts. They are deaf, and if they do not hear, how can they make others hear? Keep watch. I say it once again. Observe the signs, you that read God's books and you simple faithful. The signs are tremendous. Divert them with the cross. Bear out the crosses and my effigies. Throw out Satan with Christ the victor. Have faith. Have faith. You are dying from not having faith. I would like you to bless every region, every province, every city with myself the Redeemer. Not celebrations. This is not the time. But true adorations and pure blessings, to free yourselves from the one who makes you, and your present and previous masters obsessed. Jesus has me understand, that he would like prayers to his images as Redeemer. For this region, to the Holy Face. But without festivities. City by city, town by town, village by village. Having to write certain painful pages is a torture. I feel my nerves shrinking. But what can I do?